Two operating rooms at the Sackville Memorial Hospital are set to get some TLC starting in 2023. On Friday, Horizon Health announced a plan to invest about $6.4 million in operating rooms at the Sackville Hospital and three other community hospitals in the province. In Sackville, that means spending $2 million to upgrade one operating room that's currently in use and renovate another room to make it functional again. The overall plan is to ramp up the use of ORs in community hospitals across the province to help alleviate the surgical backlog for less complex day surgeries, which will in turn allow more complex surgeries to happen more quickly in the regional hospitals. Here's Acting CEO of Horizon, Margaret Melanson, making the announcement on Friday.
These programs will not only increase the number of hip and knee replacements completed each year, but in many cases, they will also increase our capacity for orthopedic surgery, cataract surgery, endoscopy, and other procedures. Augmenting the surgical services at these community facilities will also allow our regional hospitals to complete more complex and acute cases, which is a win-win for the broader healthcare system.
Operating rooms are part of the centralized surgical system at Horizon, and while an OR needs nursing and support staff, surgeons from across the system can book an OR for their patients. So the expansion at the Sackville Hospital won't require more doctor recruitment, but it will require more nursing staff.
Our intention will be that there will be surgeons from the Moncton area that will likely be interested to travel to Sussex or to Sackville to undertake those procedures. And we will be recruiting the staff that will be required there, in addition to the existing operating room staff that are already in place in Sackville. And so our intention is to be very optimistic that we will be able to successfully staff these two operating room theaters by the time that they are able to be both utilized.
Melanson told reporters that an architect has already been hired to start planning the renovations, and she expects work to begin by the spring of 2023. Amy McCaver is Horizon's co-leader of surgical and intensive care and says the second Sackville OR will mean expanded access for surgeons and patients in need of arthroplasty or joint replacement and reconstruction.
So currently in Sackville, there's a variety of services and procedures that are performed, mostly day surgery procedures. It could include general surgery, plastics, and others. There are some orthopedic procedures that happen there now. The addition of the second suite would allow us to build off the St. Joe's arthroplasty program, where they would have a dedicated suite for arthroplasty 5 days a week. And the success of that program at St. Joe's has helped us reduce our wait list for hips and knees to the national benchmark within about a year and a half. So, and that was even throughout the pandemic. So we're hoping that this initiative will help reduce their procedures to the national benchmark as well.
The other co-leader of surgical and intensive care, Dr. Patricia Bryden, says the second OR in Sackville focusing on hip and knee replacements will alleviate waiting across the system.
Having the second OR allows us to continue to surgical access to the other surgical specialties for not only the patients from Sackville, but also the patients in the whole zone from Moncton. So it allows us to go forward with the hips and knees, but there are other people waiting, as you know, and we want to try to get them timely access as well, and I think it'll be very beneficial.
Amy McCaver says the second OR in Sackville needs a full rebuild.
It hasn't been upgraded in several years to function as an OR. It wouldn't pass the requirements that are needed today. So that one has to be completely rebuilt, whereas the existing one just needs an upgrade. So the existing OR would still continue to serve those other services that I mentioned, and as Dr. Bryden alluded to, while allowing us to build a new OR to help with the arthroplasty.
Margaret Melanson says the project will be covered by Horizon, but that the Hospital Foundation, which raises funds to help support equipment purchases for the hospital, could become a partner.
This funding is a combination of our Horizon capital funds, as well as Horizon's capital improvement budget, which is the budget we use for these types of renovation. And so we have had an introductory discussion with the Sackville Foundation, and I believe they would be very interested in assisting us with specific equipment needs, but those have not been, delved into at this time. At this point in time, the planned renovations are definitely being undertaken using Horizon-related funds.
The federal government had promised $40 million to the province to help alleviate the surgical backlog caused by COVID-19. It's not clear if Horizon will be able to access any of those funds to cover the $6.4 million cost of the OR expansion project.